Welcome to the Lodge of Leaders podcast, the show where aspiring leaders, current leaders, and anyone wishing to grow their leadership skill set can improve their career, all for an intentional influence. Hi guys, my name is Gary Davison, and I have 25 years of leadership experience. In that time, I've grown in excess of 24 leaders to executive levels in the field of education. I've been a teacher, assistant principal, principal, and university faculty member, in addition to the many roles I've held outside the field of education that give me a unique perspective. I've used my perspective to grow leaders, lead successful organizations, and establish cultures of success in many areas. Let me help you become a highly effective and fulfilled leader. If you embrace the thoughts, beliefs, and actions of the systems I've put into place, it's my belief that you will see your own leadership skills improve and your career will prosper. You can expect to grow if you put in the work and are honest in your feedback. Remember, friction makes for growth, and we will grow. Hello, Lodge members. We're here again for the Lodge of Leaders podcast, episode number 77 of the Principal Mentor Series. Today, we are continuing in the series of leading and succeeding when they are angry. And of course, we understand that they represents parents. Today, we have such an issue with that in today's world that we want to be as prepared as we can to lead and succeed in those times. Today, we're going to talk about, I've mentioned before in the series, thus far we've had 5 episodes in this series. This is episode number 6. We're talking about being prepared, how to prepare up front before the meeting. A parent has contacted you. You know that you're going to be having a meeting at some point. How do you prepare for this? What do you do? Just walk in cold, walk in blind? I don't think you should. In my 33 years, I've learned that being prepared up front, the more you can prepare, the more you can be ready for any kind of adverse actions. You can be prepared for anything that happens. You also show them that you're taking it seriously when you're prepared up front. I have had so many meetings that being prepared, just the action of being prepared, showed the parents enough that I took it serious enough to prepare for them that I've had several of them say, you know what, it's not that big a deal. I really appreciate your time. I appreciate everything you've done. And it has really gone a long way to smoothing over whether they were mad about a classroom issue, mad about an athletics issue, a fine arts, or something. It really went a long way to resolving it before I even said a word. And I just tell you that if you were to use this, and I call it the upset parent meeting template, if you use the up template, it really helps you be prepared for what's coming up. So we're going to talk about that today. And using that template. And so before we get started, I have a quote that I like to use when it comes to this type of thing. You're in the meeting and speak as if you are correct. Listen as if you are incorrect. You need to listen as though you're listening for how you can be better. You're not right. That's how you want to frame that. So that's just a little tidbit along the way. So let's get started with the meeting template. Before your meeting starts, you want to have prepare yourself and the outcome in a pre-meeting. So before the parents ever come in, you are going to sit down and you're going to review what I call the A to F framework. And the A to F framework is just that, A, B, C, D, E, F. And each of those steps have an element. 4 of them you are driving, and 2 of them are going to be collaborative, and we'll talk about that. So the first thing in the pre-meeting a template is A, acknowledgement. You are the person that needs to acknowledge that they're coming in for some reason, something has upset them, and so you've got to acknowledge that they're upset, acknowledge why they're upset, whether you agree with it or not. I am not talking about agreeing with it. Acknowledging it is just saying, yes, you have an issue. There's something that you're upset with. I'm going to meet you halfway and acknowledge it. I don't know anything about it yet. I don't know, but once they come in, you maybe have 100% acknowledgement that yes, we screwed up. Something happened. Yes. And so you're going to at least be open enough to acknowledge that they've got an issue. B, build relationships. You're going to set in motion some actions to build a relationship. You're going to get your mindset ready that you are going to reach out to them. I don't care how much you think it's ridiculous that you're meeting, whether you agree with their concern or not is irrelevant. You're going to prepare to build relationships. C, common ground. Prepare yourself to think, what is an element of common ground that we may have? You might have to go into the computer and look and see, well, maybe there's something about them that we share in common. Do a little bit of homework, see what you can find out about them. Where maybe they moved here from somewhere. Maybe you share something in common with them. D, this is one you're going to combine together if you're going to prepare first, but this is going to be one that you're going to need their help with. And it's D, driving messages. Together after the meeting, you are both going to communicate a common message, and you're going to start thinking about what are some of these messages that we could prepare together as a result of the meeting. E is exchange. Prepare yourself for a give and take. Prepare yourself for being open to, they come in, they may have a good point, they may not, who knows. But you're going to prepare yourself for a good exchange, a good give and take. And F, follow up. Again, this is all you. You are going to be preparing your follow up. What is it that you're going to do? If it's an academic issue, what academic supports do you have? If it's a behavioral issue, what kinds of supports can you and the school bring together? What elements can you bring to bear to help them out? That's all pre-meeting stuff. Again, you're going to write out some of this, have some notes, have some things ready to go. But the more you're prepared, the more serious the parent sees that you take this, and the more likely you are to reach that good resolution. So now you've got, the parents have come in, you've set the meeting location, you are starting the meeting. So here we are getting ready to start that meeting. So in the meeting, there are several things that I think are critical things that you need to do. And these are the minimums, I think, for a meeting. Of course, all of the success indicators that we've gone over in the past 5 episodes, this is where a lot of those will go in. They are tools that we'll use. What I'm going to share today in the template, these are the bare minimums. So the first thing you're going to do is welcome them in. You're going to shake their hand, smile, look them dead in the eye. Now, they may come in and be mad enough. They don't want to shake your hand. They don't want to smile at you, but you're going to show that confident approach. You're going to be gleeful and open and happy to see them. That's going to start the tenor of the meeting. You're then going to listen actively. Show everything you can that you're being an active listener. Be very upfront and ask them to state their concerns. You want them to put it into their language. This is the conversation you want to have with them, but you've got to put it in their words and refer to their words throughout the meeting. Now, if they start using inflammatory terminology or obviously cursing or derogatory terms, you're not going to use that, but you're going to try and keep as close to their concerns at the beginning. At the beginning, also establish boundaries. You want to have a very good set of boundaries set up with them. and say, well, we're here today to address this. We're not going into athletic concerns. We're not going into this concern. We're not going into this. We're going to keep it to this here. Show empathy throughout the meeting. Nod. Be very concerned. Have that concerned look. Take notes throughout the meeting. When you're writing down their concerns, that shows empathy. That's an action of empathy. You want to, a couple of times throughout the meeting, restate their concerns. That shows that, A, you listened actively, you really are taking their concerns seriously, you're using their language, and they really feel that that's an act of partnership there when you restate those concerns. And collaboratively establish future expectations together. You're going to work with them to say, you know, Johnny struggled, and we may differ on why we think Johnny struggled, but here's what we're going to agree to moving forward. Here's an expectation for Johnny. Here's an expectation for you, Mom and Dad. Here's an expectation for the school. Here's an expectation for the teacher. Here's how we're all going to work together to support Johnny moving forward. And again, that forward direction is what you want to have. Now, you've conducted the meeting. The meeting may have gone from anywhere from 15 minutes to, you know, 3 hours. And for whatever reason, whatever the severity, whatever the issue may be, you feel like you've worked through it. They have come to resolution. You've come to resolution. There's a plan moving forward. You break. Now, post-meeting, a couple of things I really want you to consider is be very careful to conclude any meeting with a specific plan to improve. Now, what I mean by that is be certain that it's doable. Be certain that it's reachable. Be certain that it's something that you, your school, your teacher, your coach, whatever you're committing to, be careful that it's scalable, that it's doable. And it's something to, but also be careful to set that plan in place. Once the meeting is over, do your elements. Begin your follow-up. Make sure that if you promise the parent that you're going to email this, before you do the next thing, email it. Do it. Make sure, or make a note of it. Make sure it's in your task list. It's in your calendar. It's whatever it is. Do that follow-up. Then debrief your team. If you and one other person went in to meet with the parents, you've got 4, 5, 8 others on your team, go meet with them, share with them. This can be a learning opportunity for your entire team. It can also be an opportunity for your organization to improve. Again, not every meeting is going to result in the level of debrief that all other meetings will, but having that as a part of your post-meeting process always works. And I'm going to end it on this, that the last thing to do as a part of your post-meeting is to follow up again. What I mean by that is, you know, I had a parent meeting one time. Mom was very upset about a teacher. Brought in all this social media information about this teacher and yada, yada, yada. And we agreed on an element of follow-up. I was going to follow up with the teacher, followed up with the teacher. I then followed up with the parent again and said, I know I agreed to do this. I wanted to let you know that I have followed up, but I'm also following up with you to let you know that that follow-up has occurred. And so just knowing that if you go to that level of detail and follow up, it shows that you've taken it seriously, and it shows that this is a one-off and the parent can rest assured that everything will be good.
The Lodge of Leaders podcast is sponsored exclusively by Greater Development LLC. At Greater Development, they will develop, grow, and skillfully hone your leadership skill set. Let's face it, Hall of Fame athletes, Hollywood stars, and CEOs, the greatest in their respective fields, all have private coaches to master the fundamentals of their craft. Aren't your skills just as important? Don't you want to be a highly effective and fulfilled leader? They can help. You can contact them at greaterdevelopmentllc.com. Let them help you reach your excellence.
Thank you for listening to the Lodge of Leaders podcast. It's my hope that you receive value for your time today. If you did, I have three basic requests. The first, please leave us a review at whatever platform you got your podcast from. Two, please share the podcast with your friends and colleagues, anyone that you feel like can get value from it. And three, please go to Greater Development LLC and check out how they can help you grow. Yes, they have services, but you'll see blog articles and other things that can always be of help. Lodge members, until we meet again, remember, experience is not the best teacher. Feedback is.